You know, they're a lot more fun than the big corporate ones. But
and they'll give you a blanket if you're cold.
Yeah, that too.
That's service.
So for me, my pick of the year, well, I had a couple of runner-ups that I thought were particularly good. The Roy Estate Cabernet Sauvignon was fantastic. I've had Roy Estate once or twice before, and it was always great, but it was fantastic. That was the 2019 cab. And recently, I don't even think this show's went out on the air yet. It's going out, I think, before the end of the year, from Stewart Cellars, their 2021 Napa cab. And it was fantastic, and it was maybe a third of the cost of everything else that was on the table.
Yeah.
I mean, not inexpensive, but wow, what a punch for the money. But for my pick for best of the year, I got to go with the Dow Soul of a Lion. That one was absolutely fantastic. They never miss with that one. They are one of the kings of Paso, and we did that on our Paso Robles show. But we've been doing Dow now for several years. Thankfully, yeah. They're kind enough to always share some of their wines with us, and they're always just off the chain great. But that Soul of Lion was fantastic. I mean, 22 months and 100% new French oak. Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, and Petit Verdot. It was just great fruit and cherries and blackberries and currants and just some nice sage and a little bit of earthiness and maybe a little bit of graphite on it. On the palate, it was just blueberries, tobacco barn, some vanilla, toasted oak. I mean, just so well put together, like they always are. But we also had some other great wines as well. I mean, we had some fantastic wines from the folks at Gargiulo. Love that winery. Love that winery. Ewers Estate, great wine, fantastic wine. Their 2019 was just picked as the number two wine of the year by Wine Spectator.
And well deserved.
Yeah. The Tablas Creek that we did was very interesting from Paso. So it's been a great year. And hopefully 2025 will be a great year as well. So that's our picks for best of the year, for best whiskeys and best wines. And that will pretty much do it for us for 2025. And we'll turn this over to the folks at our other studio up in Nashville to give you their thoughts on their picks for best of the year. Take it away, guys.
Hey, good old boy Mike here with my top sips pick for rum in season 12. This product is Old Monk XXX Rum. Comes from India. The other designation on the bottle is a very old vatted. And there are several different versions of this, and I'm sure that some of the other versions are equally good. But this one really caught my attention for just how unique it was. It is very sweet. It's very dark. It has kind of a coffee overtone to it. So there's a little bit of floral and bitterness that is on top of this flavor profile. The interesting thing about this product is the price. It's probably retails for about $20 US. Very affordable, and it certainly, if you see it, definitely pick up a bottle and try it out. For now, let's just go to Boy Mike, asking you to keep on sipping.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome to this Smoke Segments as we cover the best of 2024. You asked for it, and here we are to fool one another again. Our smokes episodes for season 12 were epic.
Epic.
Of great cigars.
They were so freaking good.
So many great brands and so many great cigars. We got the joy of being able to smoke. Several of our hosts are going to pick some of their top choice cigars. Some of these will be featured on the show, and some of these didn't make it on air this season, but still a good smoke. And we're just going to kick right into it and let Mike take it away with his one favorite cigar.
Yeah, so I only picked one cigar as kind of my best of. Everybody else had
smoked one.
No, I smoked several. But, this particular cigar we did not have on the show, although it is slated for maybe an episode we're going to cover on season 13. It is from Adventura Cigars, and it is the Navigator. Real quick.
Did you say Ace Ventura?
No.
Bumblebee Tuna?
Bumblebee Tuna.
So the wrapper on this is San Andreas Maduro, the binder Sumatra, Indonesia, and the filler is Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Nicaragua, and it's aged for 5 years. Sometimes when I read something like this, I ran across, kitchen sink is the first thing that runs in across my mind. And
you sure it's not woody?
We've had a lot of cigars that, have this, a lot of things going on, and it really comes down to, is it really have all of this great balance? I loved this cigar, and I just, the first thing that I really was very oily, was leathery, and probably one of my favorite cigars is CAO's Amazon Basin. And this was as close to that same taste profile that I really enjoy out of the Amazon Basin. And this is one, you can find this. The price point is about half what you would probably have for Amazon Basin. So that's what I really enjoyed about this. The size that I enjoyed is called Cabral. That's kind of a new term. It's 54 by 6. No, I know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But listen, it's a very good cigar. It's an interesting makeup of a retailer out of Switzerland and hooked up with the guys from the Henderson Ventura is the blender for this from Tabacalera, William Ventura in the DR. And the retailer is Marcel Noble of Switzerland. And so these guys kind of hooked up, to create this line. We've had a lot of things, where the retailer kind of steps into the manufacturing process and you kind of scratch your head and go, I don't know if this is your calling, man. but I think this is a time where it has worked really exceptional. So I hope you'll definitely check out The Navigator by Aventura Cigars is my top pick for season 12.
Yeah, second that motion. Cigar.
Yeah.
Benjamin, what were some of your top picks, man?
That puts me in the hot seat. So
it does.
I couldn't pick just one, so I've got three. And these were late season picks for me. These are some sticks that I ran to a little bit later in the year, but very glad that I did. The first one is going to be the Belgian Blue by Crown Heads. We all know and love Crown Heads, especially here. It's a local brand for us. It's a good friend of ours in the industry. So this one is Nicaraguan. It's country of origin, Mexican San Andreas wrapper, Maduro with Ecuadorian, Nicaraguan, and Dominican Republic binder and filler. This thing is a
awesome,
long, smooth sip, man.
Awesome.
Just all the perfect aged woody tones, the leather tones that you want. Maybe even a touch of like overripe, like stewed berries to it. This thing hits. But yeah, definitely enjoyed this smoke. Definitely something that I will be picking up as long as it's available.
Now, I think this was a new new product from Crown Heads this year, right?
It is a brand new product.
Yeah, it is a new product.
Literally hit shelves maybe a month ago.
Yep. It was about a month ago it came out.
After the Belgian Blue Bull. It's a breed of beef. But yeah, man, it's a soft box press situation. Nice oily wrapper. And I mean, this thing just stacked dimes all the way through from front to back. Just well constructed. And yeah, I think every time that I've been back into a tobacco shop that has one, I've picked up at least two.
I think they're a 12 count box too.
Yeah. So definitely one of those, user friendly situations.
Yeah. You know, under $200, you can get, you know, some good cigars.
Yeah. And then the second one for me is, the Matilde, special edition 2024. Man. So different than the limited release. And I was literally in the humidor at our local tobacconist picking up the Belgian Blue. And our good friend, old Nader Salad, ran in the humidor and was like, hey, wait, you have to smoke this. And I'm like, well, I'm smoking both of them, so this is perfect. But this is the Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapped cigar with a Nicaraguan, Dominican, Peruvian binder and filler. Smaller ring gauge, so it's a 6x50, so still a Toro, but that smaller ring gauge. And I think this is probably one of my hands down favorite things about Matilde cigars is it has, if you've ever had any type of seafood dish, or if you've ever had any type of like Cajun dish with the perfect amount of spice, the perfect amount of like cayenne pepper, that kind of hits on the back end, but then lights your whole palate up in the best way possible. That's what this smoke was for me. You know, it's always one of those things where like, it's a special edition, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, get them while you can. But this thing is aces.
Matilde has just got bangers of cigars. All their cigar line is just bangers. And yeah, that dude that owns it is salt of the earth, man. Just salt of the earth.
Yeah. I've had some solid sticks from Matilde as well. I know I haven't had this limited release, but some other ones in their line, really great.
Yeah.
Last for me is the Intergalactic Event Horizon from Black Label Trading Company. This is a brand that I'm circling back to. The first couple of encounters that I had with them were some sticks that I didn't necessarily enjoy, that had a lot of hype, but I just think they weren't necessarily my palate. But this Intergalactic Event Horizon, this is Desert Island smoke for me.
Really?
Yeah, 100%, man. It's in the right size. So I smoked the Petite Corona, so 4.75x46. You're really getting the concentration of that Pennsylvania broadleaf wrapper. And it just, all of the big bold chocolate, coffee, black pepper, you know, kind of also fruit and raisins kind of scenario. It's the perfect mixture of spicy and sweet, with the Ecuador Habano and Nicaragua binder and filler.
Easy to find this one?
No, not anymore. It's a yearly release, kind of like the Morphine is for them. I actually had a heartbreaking moment. I was at our favorite, you know, cigar shop here on the east side of Nashville, and went in, and the box was still there, right? It was like the last box that they had. The last couple of times I've been in there, they were out, and one of the guys that works there, Brady, was like, oh man, there's one more left in here. And somebody had decided to put back a cigar into this box that wasn't the cigar that went in the box. And I was like, I'm going to kick over a shelf. That's it. That's it. I'm about to wreck this place.
My favorite thing to do is to play grab bag and just put them back randomly.
Dude, I knew it was you.
Yeah.
You sly fox. But yeah, the very big heartbreak. You know, I normally don't cry in public, but I was really close. And if I do find them, this is box worthy. Only share with close friends. But if you find one, smoke it, smoke it, smoke it, smoke it.
Yeah. No, that's great, man.
That's as far as I can narrow it down without getting in trouble. So,
well, I could talk for days.
Yeah, Parker, go over your seven cigars
that I've got. I actually took one out, but I've got a list of my top four now. And you know, I did not expect this one to get on my list. And I just smoked it a week ago. And
a week ago,
my God, when I tell you angels from heaven start singing when you light this cigar, you better believe it. So from Foundation, which is one of my rapidly becoming one of my favorite brands now, it's the Highclere Castle series, and this one's called the Sentinger, S-E-N-E-T-J-E-R. I'm, you know, I was not a good geologist.
Good with the words, we know.
Yeah, yeah, but it's to celebrate 100th anniversary of this discovery of the Egyptian pharaoh Tutankhamun, his tomb, and so like they come in a tomb shaped box, a sarcophagus box. And it's really cool. Now, it's interesting the way they do things. Like, so their wrapper is a Habano Ecuadorian seventh priming. And their binder is Brazilian Modafina. And they don't disclose the filler. But it's a six and three quarter by 52. And it's like a Perfecto. It's got a, you know. And it's fantastic. And I'd say if you get a chance to get any of these at your local shops, you need to pick them up because this thing smokes slow and low. It doesn't get hot on you. It didn't get any, the flavor changed beautifully throughout it. It was nice and oily, just very consistent. And I was really surprised by smoking it. Have you guys had a chance to smoke any of them?
So I haven't smoked this edition of it, but I smoked the one last year.
Okay.
And could not echo that sentiment anymore, specifically from Foundation perspective. Nick and his team,
fantastic. I mean,
absolute bangers, man. And everything from something that is very price approachable to, you know, yeah, all the high end sticks, you know, that you can smoke. But they tend to consistently land somewhere in the middle from right. That perspective, man, they couldn't be more accessible for cigar smokers. And so if you've been out there kind of looking for a brand that's going to do that for you, it's Foundation Cigars.
Well, we look forward to doing an episode for season 13 coming up, I believe.
Yep.
Season 13. I can't believe it. Next on my list is going to be the Illusion Group of Five, which we did in our blind episode.
Some of us.
Some of us. If you haven't got a chance to listen to that episode where Benjamin missed out, just go ahead and circle back and type in your comments, the blind episode, and it'll bring it, pop it right up. I can't think of the name of the episode because Mike names them all these funny things, and I don't remember them sometimes.
Did I miss out, or did somebody leave me hanging?
I think that I might have had a few too many drinks and smoked your blind stick by mistake. That's my fault, and I apologize. Yeah. Anyway, so next on my list is going to be Natura Cigars, their First Harvest. I don't know if you remember that at all, but they are in a colder climate, and they're all in like a valley. The all their stuff is grown in the valley of a cold climate. Man, I can't think of where they're from. But they are just fantastic cigars. Here you go. I got them pulled up right here.
Dominican.
Dominican. They're grown in the mountains of the Dominican Republic at a higher climate, at a higher elevation. And all their greenhouses are open air greenhouses, and they control the watering with the nutrition up there. It's crazy. But I got to talk to them at the PCA, and they had one. They only give us one of these cigars at the PCA, which good. I mean, they only made a few hundred boxes of it. So, but man, this cigar will ever be in my memory. Like, I smoked it in my front porch, just hanging out, and had a good bottle of bourbon with me, and man, it was just a fantastic experience. Like, the cigar itself was an experience, and they're puros. So being that colder climate and the soil that is, man, it just makes for a totally different smoke. And if you guys find those in your lounges, it's called the First Harvest. y'all should pick those up for sure. And lastly on my list is going to be Peter James by Luciano. You guys remember that from PCA, and which is also on the PCA episode. We talked about both of these cigars on the PCA episode, which you can go back in our back catalog and listen to those episodes also. And we're looking forward to doing PCA of 2025 this year in New Orleans. Is that right?
Yes. New Orleans.
Yeah. And I believe it'll be more than just myself and Rich there this year. So looking forward to that.
Let's wrap up for today, Burger.
Yeah, man. I'd like to thank both of you guys for being here. Good old boy, Mike. Thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks for joining us for this best of discussion. Come back and enjoy another great episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We have a really good back catalog, and I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Hey, good old boy, Benjamin.
Dude, it's been a great, you know, full calendar year with the Sip, Suds, and Smokes cast and hanging out with you guys and really getting to dive into something that was just more of a leisurely hobby that's turned into a really cool passion. And man, you know, I can't be more of a proponent of people not only checking us out and forming their own opinion with all of the rants and side conversations we get into, but I look forward to 2025 and continuing to hang out with you awesome dudes. You know, and as always, man, smoke them if you got them.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and definitely thank you guys for listening, and thank you all the brands that have been a part of our catalog this year of season 12. Hats off to all of you. You've all done a great job in making quality good cigars for this year, and we look forward to smoking a lot with you this next coming year at PCA, getting a handshake and get in y'all's faces and tell you what we don't like, you know. And I'm sure you guys are going to love that too. But you know, as for every day, I always say keep on smoking no matter what it is, and we're going to sign off, and we hope y'all have a good evening.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap
it in
the subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy tap, tap, tap a room.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see y'all next time.